Hi guys, it's Trevana. Today on Save My Preschooler Radio, we're going to be talking about the consistency and persistency of real reading advocacy. So the big question is this: is your preschooler worth the fight? We have a major crisis in America. I call it today's destructive reading crisis. And if you let it lay hold on your child, it can kill dreams and stop success dead in its tracks. The solution? Save your preschooler. Join the fight for real reading advocacy and give your preschooler a real shot at reading success. This podcast is here to keep you encouraged and help you to navigate through any confusion or negativity you may meet along the way. My name is Trevana Parker. Welcome to Save My Preschooler Radio. Hi guys, it's Trevana, and I wanted to talk to you guys about consistency and being persistent. I know I have a blog post, a podcast post about being consistent with your child and teaching your child, but I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about a different kind of consistency. So, as you know that I work with parents, but I'm also working with child care providers and those who are in just different realms in the preschool community. And I've kind of bounced back and forth with how I wanted to proceed with that because at some point, you know, as a homeschool mom, I did begin working with parents. But then I ended up at the library and working with older children. And I worked with them for a while, but I noticed that to demolish the crisis, you really have to get into the school system. And I tried that avenue as I was working with the students in the library, and a lot of the teachers were not very receptive. So again, you guys know that I also try to network with pre-K teachers via some social media. And there were some good times, but there were a lot of bad times as far as pushback and just overall anger considering real reading advocacy for preschoolers. And so when I talk about being consistent, you know, there was a time, especially you guys know I have lots of babies, certain times during pregnancy or just after I have a newborn, just don't have all the energy that I need to actually put in a fight for anything other than what's going on here. But I wanted to talk to you guys about persistent behaviors because now I am actually networking with a variety of people. Been talking with parents, talking with people who are in the Head Start programs, working with trying to get a foothold into the schools and trying to figure out how to make it all work. And the reason I share that with you guys is because, you know, as I said, there was a time when I was focusing on parents, and I actually had gotten to the point from listening to parents that you think, okay, the school is the enemy. But then you work with the teachers and you hear them say, well, the parent is the enemy. And I just, as I told you guys in my last podcast, I believe it was the last one, when I was talking about my origin story, it is actually the system that is the problem. There are so many flaws in the way that reading is presented to children. And because there is a big group of main curriculum providers who kind of just revamp their system just like their old systems every once in a while, it kind of reminds me of, Bugs Bunny. When I was a girl, my mom could not stand the way Bugs Bunny looked. She would say, well, when I was a girl, he looked like this. He was pretty much the same character, he just changed. And I know that there are cereal boxes and there are so many different things that I look at and I'm like, well, when I was a girl, this is how it looked. And when I was a girl, this is how it looked. And basically all they're really redoing is repackaging the cereal box, but the cereal is pretty much still the same. And that's how I feel about the curriculum providers they pretty much revamp things over the years, but the approach is pretty much still the same. The results are pretty much still the same. And unfortunately, there are people like myself and others who have much a system that is much more powerful, but because of the lack of resources, because of the lack of opportunities, we're very unsuccessful at getting into the schools. And, you know, as I said, when I talked to the preschool teachers, a lot of them, you know, started throwing out research and names and this and this and that. And I said before, it was really challenging, but I know now that, and you guys have heard me say this over and over and over again, that if the research doesn't yield results, the results need to become the new research. I am not ashamed of the jumble structure approach, real reading advocacy. Real reading advocacy is where it's at, and I'm not ashamed of that, to be different, to think outside the box, because we need to help these children, and the current protocol that we have is not helping them. They say that it's results-based or research-based, but these children are struggling, and there's something terribly wrong. And if we continue to be blind by the fact that the curriculum companies are continuing to push out the same processes, the traditional way to teach is pushing out the same processes, and they're broken. They're broken. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys. Just the fact that if you want to be a real reading advocate, and I mean real reading advocate, there's a difference. You know, we are real reading advocates at Jumbo Structure. You can only save your preschooler with real reading advocacy, not just the traditional reading advocacy. And the reason I say that is because it has become pretty watered down, the way people are approaching reading advocacy, and you need to be a real reading advocate. And so I just wanted to tell you guys to stay consistent while you're teaching your children, but also stay consistent in your fight and stay persistent as you try to introduce these ideas to other people. I know I told you guys about the story about the mom who, and I think I just reiterated this again yesterday on my Facebook, in my group, which is Save My Preschooler. If you go to Facebook, you'll see Save My Preschooler. You can join the Facebook group. But I was talking about a mom who, when her first grader joined my program, she was making 20s and 30s in her spelling. And this was a great mom. She sat down with me and showed me everything that she was doing, and she showed me the spelling test, and I said, you know, I have some concerns about the way this spelling test is presented. And we discussed them and told her that it wouldn't work for that age range at all. And she was empowered. And so she took that information to her child's teacher. Her child's teacher then changed the way the program worked. And after the program change, her daughter went from making 20s and 30s to making 90s and 100s. And I always think that's really cool, because not only did her child benefit from that, but the classroom benefited from that. And not only did that classroom benefit from it, but all the children who will go through that classroom in the future have benefited from that. And not only that, because if the teacher is a real reading advocate, she would share that with her school system, and therefore lots of things could change within the whole school ramp. So I just tell you guys to be consistent when you're teaching, but be consistent when you're presenting the idea of real reading advocacy. Be persistent in the fight, because a lot of times your input is not welcome. Now, having said that, there are many school systems, many professional educators who are willing to work with you, who are open to new ideas, and that is something we must remember. The battle is not necessarily with school versus home. The battle is with systems that are broken. So I hope that settles with you guys. I do apologize for my super toned down voice, but I'm trying to battle some things going on with my throat and also just being a little drained right now, but I wanted to get that information out with you guys. So hope you have a great day. Happy reading.